Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and a good evening, and welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Trell, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. And I'm hoping Dom can hear me, and I believe he can. All right, here we go. Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Trell. Lots to get to. We have a double dip of Monday Night Football. We'll keep an eye on that into the overnight hours and into the the evening as well. Baseball, we get a double dip today in Mariners, Blue Jays as we came on 3-3 bottom of the third. And obviously we got the Dodgers and Brewers coming up to Milwaukee, game one of these best of seven. Last night on Sunday night, Mariners jumped out and got fell behind early, but got three runs unanswered and held on for a 3-1 victory. The bullpen was outstanding. Raleigh went yard and made some great plays too, man. He handles the pitching when a guy gets rattled and racked around the yard. Unbelievable. Rodriguez, who we identified at the start of the series, going to be huge, had a three-run blast. They had the early lead, but Blue Jays are not going to go quietly. But they really – I think the Blue Jays really look at this as, not desperation, but – You got to get game two. You can't fall down 0-2 in this series, especially when you're at home. But, listen, the Mariners, tough. They really are. They showed a lot of resiliency. That Detroit series took a lot of starch out of them, but they have been none the worse for wear. Give them a lot of credit. I thought there was a couple things last night that were weird. Dan Wilson did not challenge a clear stolen base. I mean, he was safe. And he didn't challenge it, but, they come right back, and then Raleigh hits the dinger, and all's forgiven, I guess, right? So there we go. We get it going at Dominic Jimenez, and as well, we will review the NFL and preview the Monday night games, and then a big week in sports, obviously, as we head to basically the midway point of college football, and the NFL will have week six on the books after tonight's double dip on Monday night. Brock Hines coming up. He'll join us for two segments. Coming back on Sports Overnight.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll on a Monday evening quarterback edition into the overnight Monday into a Tuesday. Marty Terrell, joined by my good buddy and excellent contributor. You hear him on Sports in 60 times 2 and his football picks. And I tried to tell him, you don't listen. Every once in a while, this is for non-wagering purposes, obviously, but how can you not take the Patriots? And the Patriots will tell you that the refs were doing everything they could to keep that game nice and snug. What's going on, Heinze? How are you? You're licking your wounds from that bad pick, are you?
Certainly not the egregiousness of the Eagles pick, but I still feel like I had the right side with the wrong result, but you know what? It is what it is.
All right, here we go. We're going to get to some media matters, too, because there's some really good stuff going on. But, Brock, when you look at the first 6 weeks, this is a third of the way. This is the one-third poll, if you will, with the NFL with the 17-game season. What is – give me an overall – sizing up of the first 6 weeks, what jumps off the page, and who the heck is the best team in the NFL right now? Seriously, let me hear. Go ahead.
I still think the two of the chalk are the best in Buffalo, and I think Kansas City. I think a huge overreaction to Kansas City, if you look at the schedule that they've played, a major overreaction. They're the best 3-3 team you're ever going to find. A third team... So, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Buffalo. I guess that's technically all chalk, but I mean, with Kansas City, you're 500 with that team. I still think those are the teams to be reckoned with. Green Bay is hanging around there. We still watch them with interest. I love what Baker Mayfield brings to the Buccaneers. Everybody had the 49ers yesterday. I, as an aside pick, like the 49ers, and hey, the Bucs continue to play good football. Are the Indianapolis Colts for real? Well, Marty, I mean, we look at the Chiefs and the type of schedule they've had. Well, the Colts have lost the one game that they probably should have lost, and they've won all the other games that they should have won, and some may argue the Broncos they shouldn't have won. But wait till the Colts' schedule steps up a little bit in the second half, as you'll see it, and I think we'll learn a lot. Daniel Jones, hey, give him this much. The Duke grad, first-round pick, a change of scenery helps everybody. And if you're stuck in the organization that was the Giants and you go to Indianapolis with a breath of fresh air, you're going to play better too. And he is playing better, so I am going to tip my cap to him.
Yeah, talking to Brock Hines, you know, I got a buddy out here who's really into the Colts, and we were exchanging text messages over the weekend, well, Sunday, I should say. And you know, the Colts' defense is not that good at all. In fact, they got defensive problems, Brock. But that offense, you got Daniel Jones playing out of his mind. They've got three solid receivers. And then you got arguably, I think, the best running back in the league in Jonathan Taylor. I think the and listen, they played bookend games. They go out and play the Rams. They get beat. You know, they were due. They come home. They play Vegas. They play Arizona. Now they're going to go back to L.A. this weekend at SoFi to take on the Chargers. And that Charger team has people scratching their head, me included. I think the Colts are legit, Brock. I do. I really think they're legit. Take it a step further with the Colts. You think? Yeah. You think so, or you want to see more?
I want to see a little more, but I don't disagree with you. Again, I never fault the team for the schedule that's in front of them. I'm just saying that they don't, you know, the numbers say that their schedule is not hard. Let's take it a step further. There are a lot of rumblings to what you just said about their defense, and that there are some connections with the Colts' defensive coordinators along with the Bengals' Trey Hendrickson, and they would love to bring Trey Hendrickson from Cincinnati to Indianapolis, and they need him as a defensive end. So that is one of the things that they're going to work on. The Colts, all of a sudden, are buyers. At the one-third poll, they're 5-1, and they can, I don't want to say run away with that division, but certainly they can pad themselves for that more difficult schedule that comes later, and by then they may have the confidence to play good football. So if they can pick up a couple of good defensive players like Hendrickson, then all of a sudden the Colts are a force.
Give me a quick hit on Pittsburgh. What do you think? Boy, I see Rodgers comes out today and rips the home people on the state of the field there, the old Heinz Field, no relation to you. But anyways, fact of the matter is, I think Pittsburgh's legit, 4-1. That division's all banged up. The Bengals don't have Burrow. The Ravens are a mess, and the Browns stink. I mean, it's almost like the Steelers get a bye. Not a bye week, a bye season. They got nobody to give them any issues in their division, Brock. They're home free.
Yeah, no question. I'm so glad somebody else said that because I hadn't read much about it. But where do they share that stadium with Pitt? Is that correct? Does Pitt play there?
That's correct, yes. Yep,
yeah,
they do.
And, I saw it, Marty. And they're better off playing in the old Oakland Alameda Coliseum and carving out a baseball diamond there and doing that, playing in the dirt, than playing at Heinz Field there, or the old Heinz Field. That thing is, it was awful. As far as the Steelers are concerned, their offense is awful, but their defense is great, Marty. And now Aaron Rodgers goes into the mode of just steer the ship, play solid ball, don't do anything fancy. And if you can do that, you're going to, again, we've said this a couple times when you and I have got together, if he can be the Trent Dilfer of the Steelers and steer a good defensive team forward, they could make noise later on. Do I think they're the best in the AFC? Not by a long shot. But right now, like you said, they can run away with that AFC North just based on Cleveland is bad, Baltimore is bad because of bad luck and just being not as good as they should be, and Cincinnati's all banged up. So Steelers win by default. It's just by how much.
All right, I want to get to Monday night's games. There's two of them. I don't care about the first one, Buffalo-Atlanta, but I really think Chicago at Washington is a really fascinating game. I really do. You got Ben Johnson going up against Quinn and his, I almost called them the Commodores, the Commanders. I love this Chicago at Washington game, and I think this is a huge barometer game for the Bears, more so than Washington. How about you?
Yeah, I like the Bears tonight too. So that scares me right there, Marty. I like the way that they played last two games. Obviously, they've been very, very good. Washington coming off a huge win out on the West Coast. They got Dallas next week, which I think is far more interesting to them. I don't care how good or bad the Cowboys are, but I like the way the Bears have been playing, and I think that game in Washington will be a close one, and I guess look at last year. Remember last year's game, and I think it'll come down to the last couple of plays, like the last time these two teams met.
Well, if the Bears can win tonight, that division, everybody will be well, at least over 500, top to bottom. And I got to tell you right now, nobody's talking about it, and I know they've had a weird schedule, but the Carolina Panthers and Canale, the coach there, has done a hell of a job. I mean, the Panthers are nothing to, you know, shake a stick at. They're having a coming of age, so it's good to see that team pretty decent. Other than that, Brock, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL, and one of them, Tennessee, fired their coach today, Brian Callahan. Here comes Vrabel and the Patriots on Sunday. Give me a quick hit on Tennessee and that mess.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of problems down there, and I wasn't sure at the beginning of the season, Marty, which blue team from the Mid-Atlantic was going to get have their coach fired first, whether it be Carolina or Tennessee. And you bring up all good check marks for Carolina. I think they've come around, and yeah, they're not going to win that NFC South by any means, but I think they can be competitive. Whereas Tennessee, yeah, once they lost Vrabel, never really found. I saw in preseason any gel at all, and they're a mess. And now they've got to try to pick up the pieces, Marty. And I don't know at this juncture right now, they could be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
All right, Brock, if you could just kindly sit right there, we got a lot of territory to get to. We'll check in on the baseball 3-3 right now. Bottom four, and again, Rodriguez hit the three-run blast, but you got Toronto and Seattle, and Mariners would love to go two up. It goes without saying. You got the Brewers, Dodgers tonight up at American Family Insurance Stadium in Milwaukee. Look forward to that. All right, we'll come. And how about Baker Mayfield? Man, oh, man, he and Daniel Jones, tremendous reclamations, turnaround. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me? Yeah.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, we are Sports Overnight America. Glad to call Sports Byline our home as well as we take you through a Monday into a Tuesday with a lot of action. Brock, the baseball's been really good. There really been great games. We got drama. We got personalities. Yeah, are people watching? Is America watching the Fall Classic, a.k.a. the World Series? Or will they be? The playoffs, obviously, are ongoing right now. Give me a take. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think they're watching them. Again, not to the extent of football, as I've commented on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, but they're watching as much as they're going to watch, Marty, and it's they haven't been disappointed either, except for maybe, one or two. Wouldn't you agree that every game has been very entertaining? I don't know how you could not want to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Yankees getting bludgeoned, and there were some lopsided games, but by and large, there was drama. Let me ask you this question, Brock. So tonight, Monday night into a Tuesday, is a great example. You've got two football games on, and you've got a Dodgers-Milwaukee. Give me a guess on how the audience in America will be split up tonight. Let me hear.
The two football combined will greatly overtake the baseball game. And even if it's just one football game up against it. It's just the way that it is. I don't have to guess at it, Marty. That's how it's going to be. And Dodgers, Milwaukee. So you have a good media sized market in the Dodgers. But I just beyond that, I just besides Ohtani and such, I just don't know if there's enough interest east of the Rockies to really bring the viewers out. I really don't. I think it's all football tonight.
So even baseball having a twilight lead into a game, like you said, big major market L.A., small market Brewers, but best record in baseball. So give me an idea based on, is it 75-25 football? Is it 65-35? Do you dare venture a guess on a percentage split?
I think you're closer with the latter. I don't really have a number or the venture, but sure, the 60-40, 65-35, I think you're pretty much, you're close with either one of those numbers.
Interesting. It really is. I mean, it's just, all right, so let's get to it. Your Sports in 60 Times 2, I thought, was excellent. Go ahead. For those who haven't heard it, The Athletic wrote an interesting piece, and I think it's spot on. I do. Go ahead. Give us the meat and potatoes of the article, and this is obviously about viewership, NFL. Let me hear.
Well, when you didn't think that the NFL could get really any more popular with its fans, the numbers now with the advanced metrics, if we can call it that, as far as being able to really figure out who is watching this as far as streaming, counting people, which I didn't mention the piece, having the ability to count people, Marty, in bars and different locations, they're able to really determine who are watching these games, and even more people than they thought are watching National Football League games. I think every sport will gain from these advanced metrics, especially football. And to go into that, besides that, what I wanted to do in my piece was to not only remind people that it's not just, that the facts that fans are watching these games, but why are they watching them? And again, it has to do really a lot with money and with the sports betting. And the fact that the NFL, and I beat this to death, but it's the truth, has a very meaningful regular season. And so does college football. And that's why college football, Marty, is really gaining fast, if you think about it. When you and I were growing up, and this was, of course, when life was in black and white, that never on a Saturday night did we see three and maybe all four networks carrying college football. Just shows you where that sport or you know that level of football is going. So that's the idea of my Sports in 60 Times 2 is really to cover all the bases of why football is becoming more popular than it already is.
And you mentioned money, and that's college, too. It's not even a veiled revelation. It's gambling, Brock, whether it's fantasy football or whether it's just the sporting, the just the regular, you know, gambling, taking aside the prop bets. I mean, these numbers are just aside. I am stunned that we are now living through an era where they just openly talk about it. We used to laugh when Musburger would make references. Al Michaels was famous for dropping references. There was a few others back in the day. But, Brock, it's just open season right now. That's the numbers I want to see. I cannot wait to see these numbers, and I'm not sitting there rooting for people to destroy their lives, but I don't know where this is going to go, Brock. I don't. Do you have any ideas you crystal ball this, say, over the next 3 to 5 years of where this proliferation is going? Because it is astonishing.
Yeah. You know, Marty, I think you spell it out very well. I don't know what I can really add to it. I mean, as the sports wagering and the fantasy continues, that seems to be people's form of entertainment. And you talked about, did we ever think you and I grow, going back to say the 90s or even the early 2000s? I remember going up on when I was doing a broadcasting trip for the University of Massachusetts. I went over the border into Ontario to Ottawa. And even up there, it was open. You could talk about it 15 years ago. They had it on TSN, one of the major networks up there, on the scroll, like we see it now. We're 20 years behind the time. That doesn't really surprise me as much. What surprised me this week was the NCAA ruling that athletes can bet on on major league sports. I have to tell you, Marty, when I saw that ruling come out, I was shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Yeah, I mean,
not surprised, Marty. I was shocked. I looked and I said, no, wait a minute. I looked at the calendar. I said, no, not April 1st. And I'm just thinking what I texted to you. What could possibly go wrong with this? Unbelievable. And I didn't even touch on that. That's a future subject of another Sports in 60. It blows my mind away, Marty. It absolutely blows it away.
Yeah, it does, Brock, but at the same time, there are people will tell you, Adam Silver was the leading cog in this from his high perch at the control of the NBA, and he said, look, this is counterintuitive. People don't realize that if we make it legal and these athletes are doing it and there's weird betting patterns, we can address it. We can investigate it quickly. So it's, I don't know, does that logic make sense to you? It's got to be, right?
Oh, no, I like the watchdog theory, and I don't have a problem with the public as long as they can control it, themselves. I have no, just like with gambling, alcohol, whatever it is, if you can control yourself, that's great. But the actual participants in this, I don't know, Marty, because I'll tell you, when those athletes who have no time to maybe study and go through stats like a lot of horse players do, when they go 6-9, in their first wagers and lose a bunch of money, they're going to look at each other and say, why are we busting our humps for this? We can do this a lot easier. Let's go out and not ruin and this will be in their mind. Let's not go out and ruin the integrity of the game. We're favored by 14 tonight. Let's just make sure that at the end of the game we only win by 11 and we throw up bricks if we're basketball players at the end of the game, and we'll still win. Nobody will be for worse or wear. It's just that we'll only win by 11 and we can get rich that way. I worry about point spread sports, Marty. Those are the two, football and basketball,
yep.
More than the money line sports, the hockey and baseball, certainly. No, Adam Silver's point only goes to a certain extent with me, and that's it's a great watchdog for betting patterns, like you said, but when the participants are involved, no pun intended, but all bets are off.
Yeah, I like that delineation there. That's a good point. Thank you. Here's what I want to know, though. Brock, they want to sample this with Division II and Division III athletes. Well, those games aren't even posted, so I don't. That might be irrelevant too. But I don't know, Brock. So the NCAA is going to let Division II and Division III athletes bet on professional sports. If it works out good, they'll open it up to all. It's just weird. It's weird. The whole thing's weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not interested, Marty. The horses and the dogs that people bet on aren't smart enough to bet, but the players are, and I'm sorry. I don't want any part of it, and I think it's stupid. And so help me, if they are able to bet on their own level and their own sports, then you may lose me as a patron if I live that long.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hey, by the way, James Franklin out, Callahan out. I mean, midseason firings are in order. I got to ask you, for our good fan base in New England and listenership there, did UMass fire their coach today? Football?
Not that I heard of, but you know, as I texted you also over the weekend, I don't know if there's the fervor to do that right at this time. I mean, you know, it's serious. I think all our listeners do, when we have in college, especially. Maybe not with Callahan and the pros, but with Franklin and the college level, to can somebody mid-season, it really takes a lot. And, you know, really what it might take is Bill Belichick, for instance, stepping down as opposed to getting fired.
Yep.
So, yeah, nothing's happened here in the Western Massachusetts that I'm aware of, Marty. But, the two worst teams played each other in college football, and Kent State throttled UMass, in case anybody missed that, making UMass certainly the worst team in FBS.
That'll be the last time we talk UMass football for the next 10 years of this program, I'll guarantee. And by the way, Sam Pittman got fired at Arkansas, and they bring in the beloved Bobby Petrino. You can't make this stuff up. Heinze, you are the best. Enjoy your Monday night. I know I'll be texting you and driving you cuckoo. You're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Buddy, thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, you got it. There he is, Brock Hines, as we come back. Got a full open segment. We got a lot to get to. We'll recap the NFL, the college football, and more. Coming up here on Sports Overnight America, here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, let's talk the world of NFL. We'll sneak in some college football here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sportsovernet America will alternate hours with the Riches, Jeff and Jen. And the baseball will keep you apprised of that. They'll be breaking it down after the fact, which is always great. We got the benefit of a little live in-game action. Let's get Dom in here because I do want to start out at the end in the NFC West. That is a very, very top to bottom, a very solid division. But you know, the Niners, you know, four field goals and a touchdown. McCaffrey a 1 yard scoot into the end zone. But Baker Mayfield had a big day. Tampa 30-19 over the Niners. Fred Warner now gone for the year. I mean, it's just amazing, Dom. It's one injury after another. I suspect now we might really see the reality of these injuries, the totality of these injuries finally taking hold. Granted, Purdy and Kittle are coming back, and those are two big cogs. But I don't know. It may work in reverse here. Do you see the Niners being able to hold sway, or what do you envision happening, and what's the mood there in the Bay Area with the Niners? Let me hear.
The general mood amongst the fan base is doom and gloom. I don't think it's quite that bad. Like you mentioned, Purdy should be back soon. Kittle is supposed to practice this week and be ready for the next game. Malik Mustafa just came back from IR. It's going to take him a few weeks to get ramped back up as a safety. I think that they can hold things down enough to sneak into the playoffs, but, and we've seen it with the Niners, where you can lose Nick Bosa, and the pass rush, even with Nick Bosa, is not tremendous, but you'd like to have him. But with Fred mm-hmm. Warner, when he is out, the defense is not the same. I thought maybe they were going to be able to have the whole, let's rally for the captain, adrenaline shot, and that was going to be able to do things against Tampa Bay. I was wrong, and it wasn't even so much the linebacking play. Tatum Bethune was good. D. Winters has been good this year. Next to Fred Warner and the replacement Bethune, he was fine. It's the secondary that is just awful. And it's crazy how for the last 20 years, the secondary continues to be bad. That and the special teams. I will not be able to understand how they seemingly can't fix it. So I'll say the Warner injury, devastating. Bosa injury, mm-hmm. very bad. But I think their biggest issue is the lack of pass rush, even with Bosa, and the secondary, more so than Fred Warner's injury.
Interesting. They've got the Falcons and Texans the next two Sundays, then they go to the Giants and come back home for the Rams. So the next five are interesting. You know, they got the strength of schedule ninth in the league. Do you think they're going to stay in the hunt, though? And where do Seattle's got a very difficult schedule, I think fifth overall. In terms of schedule, they've been great, and they're doing it on the road as well. Arizona, I mean, that was a tricky one. I thought they might find a way to hold on yesterday in Indy. They did not. And then, obviously, you got the Rams, and I think they are legit and formidable. So do you? How do you see that division here as we're at the one-third pole, if you could, Dom?
So the beginning of it, I think the 49ers can compete because they have two division wins already. Three. I think they actually beat Arizona. Three division wins already, and they're tied for first, and they, as of right now, have the tiebreaker over everybody else. So I think that will allow them to stay in the hunt for the playoff race. I think Seattle is the best team in the division. I don't like saying it, but just week in, week out, they look like they're the best team. The Rams, when Puka Nacua is hurt, and guess what? He's hurt. The offense mm-hmm. forgets how to play football. It's not pretty, and we don't know how long he's going to be hurt. He sprained his ankle. Could be a week, could be 0 weeks, could be 4 weeks. We don't know. And you can't convince me. I know you're very high on them. You have been very high on them. You can't convince me that the Arizona Cardinals are a good football team. They're fine. They're not going to move the needle for me. So I'll say it's Seahawks, Niners, Rams, and then the Cardinals firmly in the NFC West.
Interesting. So you're just flip-flopping first and second. Well, they're both tied for it. Actually, there's a three-way tie. They're all 4-2.
Niners are technically Seahawks in first with the tiebreakers.
Yep. And like you said, the Seahawks, you know, with that schedule, it's a very difficult schedule, and they're doing great, and they're winning on the road, which is interesting. All right, I asked this to Brock, and I want to get your opinion, too, because I value it. Who the heck is the best team or best two or three teams in the NFL right now? We know who the bad ones are. You got Baltimore out of the picture. I mean, they're not going anywhere this year. Their season's up in smoke. There's others. How do you see it right now, Dom?
That's tough. There aren't a ton of teams that just are destroying everyone. Everybody's looked vulnerable at some point. That you want to say, look at the division leaders. Okay, Buffalo's pretty good, but they did lose to the Patriots, and I know that's a divisional game, so that makes it inherently tough, more difficult. Maybe New England's actually better than we were expecting. Pittsburgh, they look pretty good, but their quarterback is he's 40. The Colts, they're playing great. They have a very good defense, but is Daniel Jones, is the clock going to hit midnight and he turns back into a pumpkin? We don't know. The Chargers, Broncos, no. Philly has looked great at times, but they've looked awful at times. That's another one. Green Bay looks fine. Tampa Bay looks pretty good, but now they're down two more wide receivers. Chris Godwin already been ruled out. Bucky Irving, the running back, is going to be out another week. Emeka Ibuka is now hurt. So it's hard. I guess I'm going to go with the Colts. I think they're the best team. Maybe them and Buffalo. I think those are the two best teams in the NFL right now, but I'm not prognosticating that that's going to be the same thing come week 18.
I agree with you definitely on Indy, and I'm not sure about Buffalo. At their best, yes, but they're like a lot of quality teams this year. You just no one's really putting it together other than the Colts and Tampa. I'd put them neck and neck. I'm dead serious. I'm most impressed, though, with just how it's just, I mean, if you're not careful, you know, like a team like Dallas can pick you off, you know, the Vikings, if they get healthy, and Wentz has been pretty decent. Carolina is no longer an easy, you know, just an automatic win. Now, granted, it's only the Cowboys, so we're not getting crazy, but they played 6 football games and they won 3 of them. Okay. So, I mean, that has to be good for something. And then you look at teams like Denver. You know, I guess teams are really slow to really get, you know, show us their true identity. And maybe that's a good thing. The league would call that parity. You know what? We've got parity. Do you see it the same way, that it's actually better like this, and that we don't have maybe perhaps dominant household names, and yet we have all this parity, Dom? Let me ask you that.
I think it's better for the fan. I'm not going to say it's necessarily better for the NFL if you don't think the NFL would rather have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson all undefeated through 6 weeks. Yeah, the NFL would rather have that. But in terms of the regular fan, where with the exception of a few teams, sorry Raiders fans, sorry Titans fans, sorry Jets fans, you feel like you got a shot to at least get into the playoffs. I think any realistic fan is not going to say, look at the, I don't know, pick a random team that's maybe third in the division. They're playing .500 ball right now. I don't think those fans are necessarily going to be like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. But I think a lot of fans, and we see this with MLB, with the expanded playoffs and the kind of late season dramatics we've seen over the last few years, I think there are a lot of fan bases that stay engaged longer when there is parity and you do have this expanded NFL playoffs. So I think overall it's good for the fan. Whether the NFL likes it, probably not. But actually, you know what? I take it back. I'm going to take that back. The NFL probably does love it, because that's more people paying attention to their product on a weekly basis for longer during the season. So I'll say yes, it's all around good that there's balance and not three teams clearly the front runners for the Super Bowl.
All right, one more and I'll let you go. What is the most shocking thing in the in terms of a negative, just totally surprising? Are you shocked that Baltimore is 1-5? Because it's really weird to look at those standings and see them where they are.
If I wasn't watching games and, you know, paying more attention, I'd say, oh my gosh, it's super shocking. But then you look at it. First couple games, pretty tough. Okay, it was reasonable to expect they got off to a bad start. And then I think they had one game where it was just an absolute dud. And then Lamar Jackson got hurt. And no disrespect to Cooper Rush, better quarterback than I'll ever be. Cooper Rush is the quarterback for 2 weeks. Were you really expecting them to win those games? So I think, given all things considered, I'm not super surprised that they're bad, but I think I'm a little surprised at just how bad they are. They're not losing one-score games every single week. That's not the case. Some of these games, they got absolutely boat-raced, absolutely destroyed, dominated, whatever word you want to use. That, I think, is what is surprising, is the manner in which they've lost, rather than them just struggling again, some really good games early on, and then a quarterback to your MVP. An injury to your MVP, excuse me.
He is Dominic Kimenez, does an outstanding job. Bills Falcons tonight, Bears Commanders, and a sneak peek ahead to Week 7. I'll do that, and obviously our college stuff, I'll give you a quick 2-minute drill, and then obviously Mike Griffith tomorrow, Tuesday into a Wednesday, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our national college football guru, if you will. Now, Thursday night, Amazon Prime, Steelers, Bengals. You know, when the schedule came out in April, right, we were all like, man, I can't wait for that Thursday night game, huh? Steelers, Bengals. And that was before we even knew Rodgers was going to be there. You know what? Cincinnati might be a little bit dangerous here. We'll see. Flacco is going to come back on a short week. We'll see. Rams, Jags. I got 5 stars for that one in London, huh? Rams and Jags. That'll be 9:30 Eastern time. Interesting spot. Patriots, Titans. You know, obviously Callahan fired. Saints, Bears. The Bears are playing on Monday night tonight against the Commanders in D.C. Dolphins, Browns. Boy, they ought to give free tickets to that game, huh? I mean, that's a combined 2-10. Panthers, Jets. The Jets might get their first win, folks. Just remember I said that. The Jets might get W number one Sunday. Eagles, Vikings, that game at U.S. Bank in the Twin Cities. Raiders, Chiefs. Giants, Broncos is an interesting spot in Denver. Colts, Chargers. Very interesting. In the lead game in the late menu this Sunday, 4:25 East. 4:05 East, rather. Colts Chargers. I will find a way to watch that one. Commanders Cowboys. That'll be a tricky spot coming off a short week. Headed to Big D for the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. Packers Cardinals. And then your game Sunday night will be the Falcons and the banged up Niners. How about that? A lot of good stuff in terms of the NFL. But that, you know, does that surprise anybody? Absolutely not. It's the National Football League, and Brock made a great point, and Dom's a guy that does it in terms of fantasy football, and then you've got the straight wagering, these partnerships that the league has forged. They'll never come out and openly encourage it, but they know that the almighty dollar drives the NFL, it drives interest, and when people have a stake in the action, we know exactly how that unfolds. We just do. I mean, it's no secret. They wear it on their sleeve, and away we go. Don't forget, couple programming notes. Thursday, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, I told you about Mike Griffith on tomorrow. On Thursday, every day is a Sunday, how Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and Roger Goodell turn the NFL into a cultural and economic juggernaut. Don't think that won't come up on Thursday with Kent Belson, New York Times. We're coming back. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll have a closing 2-minute drill coming right up here on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, we're inside of 2 minutes with no time out here on Sports Overnight America. Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk more about the NFL and this whole phenomenon with fantasy sports, with the partnerships they've forged with Caesars, Bet365, FanDuel, you know, each and every one of these sites. There's when they have the use of the NFL shield, you know the league is getting paid and paid handsomely. But Dom made a great point just about the delineation on fantasy, but I want to save that for Thursday before we get Belson in because it'll fit like an absolute glove. Let me give you a quick little baseball update. If I can do it real quick, and I'm really, am I pulling for Seattle? I mean, I don't really care. I don't have a dog in this fight, so to speak, but, right now we are 6-3 Mariners. Wow. Top six. They're in a big spot. 8:08 Eastern tonight, Dodgers, Milwaukee. Stay with Jeff and Jen throughout the night. They'll keep you updated as well. And then college football, I just have to say this. I mean, this has been the wackiest year. Penn State, 0-3. It started with the Oregon game. Okay, you understand that. Then they go out to the Rose Bowl and get pounded by UCLA. And then if you, you know, and there hasn't been a team that has basically lost, and then they lose to Northwestern, that has lost back-to-back weeks to three-touchdown underdogs. Never happened before. That's how bad it was. And what did Penn State do? They said, thanks, but no thanks. Adios. James Franklin out the door. And keep an eye on Matt Rhule from Nebraska. He's got ties there to the AD, and he walked down and played there. So keep an eye on that. Nebraska 5-1 and in the top 25 once again. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Thank you, Brock Hines. Stay with us throughout the night. More sports coming up after the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline. Adios.